It's Gevaldik to see everyone. Gevaldik to see everyone back from Yom Tov. And we dive now, over these weeks, into the mitzvah of tzedakah. The mitzvah of tzedakah. Tzedakah is one of those mitzvahs. We saw this with mezuzah as well. At the tour, the Shulchan Aruch actually dedicate an opening siman to the chashivos of the mitzvah. And Reish Mem Zayin is not a brief siman. A lot to say, tremendous amount to say about the power of the mitzvah, the milus of the mitzvah, and the chistaka covers a not insignificant swath of simanim in Yerodeya. We're going to be focusing really on the opening simanim, which deal with, of the course of the summer. If anyone wants to be marich beyond, you certainly can. But the opening simanim, Resh Mem Tes, Resh Nun Aleph, address the core shilas in Hilchas Tzedakah. And one of the things that grabs you, both in Halacha and in Agada, and this is a recurring motif throughout Hilchas Tzedakah, that there are two perspectives when you think about Tzedakah. One could borrow the terminology and call it supply side and demand side. You can think both in halacha and in agada, mitzad ha mekabel and mitzad ha nosin. First, just in terms of impact, in terms of agada, in terms of how the mitzvah shapes us. Say we would usually assume that bashkafa rishona. The impact of the mitzvah of tzedakah is makabel. Here's a Jew who's now bucked down on his luck, and hechazak tibo, and you're gonna support him, you're gonna take care of him, de machsoro, you're gonna maybe even fill his need, and he's gonna be in a better place. I'm doing a chesed for him. It's certainly true. That's true as a part of the picture, not the entire picture. The Sefer Achinuch, in a number of different mitzvah. Sefer Chinuch, as you know, is one of the an anonymous sefer written by one of the Rishonim of the Beis Midrash Shel Ramban, a sefer hamitzvos, which is unique not only for being anonymous and for being arranged al seder ha-chumash, but also for blending both halacha and agada. Like any other sefer hamitzvos, he'll tell you where the mitzvah comes from and run down on some of the dinim, where to find it in Shas, and to whom it applies and under what circumstances. But he is unique for giving the Sharashi HaMitzvah, what we would call the Tameh HaMitzvah. The Sefer Chinuch is careful to talk about Mi Sharashi HaMitzvah. Some of the Sharashim of the Mitzvah are the following. I believe he writes. We don't pretend to be able to encompass the fullness of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind for the power of the Mitzvah. We can at least begin to discern some of the ways in which the Mitzvah is meant to impact and shape us. In terms of midos, in terms of hashkafas, in terms of behavior, attitude, character, how does a mitzvah shape us? How does a mitzvah impact us? One of the interesting patterns you'll see in Sefer Chinuch is when he talks about tzedakah and mitzvahs related to tzedakah, he will often highlight that the tzedakah mitzvahs aren't just that you can do tzedakah, the makabel is taken care of. He focuses also, and sometimes primarily, on the impact on the nosin. There's the impact on the nosin in terms of growing your midas hanedivos. It's going to shape me into a more generous person. The act of giving will make me a giving person. And in terms of midos, and then in terms of emunah, he'll write sometimes that the act of giving is a powerful exercise. I'm reminding myself, this isn't mine. This is the Ribbono Shel Olam's, and I'm a trustee. Kadosh Baruch Hu asked me to watch this and take care of it. And I need to, the fact that I worked very hard and earned the money, it's true that I worked very hard, it's true that I earned the money. But efforts are on me, but results are on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I needed to do ishtadlus and work hard. The fact that I succeeded in earning the money ultimately was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me the opportunity to partner with him, to be a junior partner to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my own destiny, spiritually and physically as well. But that clarity about of bitachon, as the Chazanish in Perek Beis Emunah Bitachon defines bitachon as applied emunah. Emunah applied to the arteries of life. Living an emunah-infused life. So to live with that clarity and recognition that I need to work, and ultimately, the fact that I earned what I earned was a result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision. So that's in concept, we believe it to be true. In your kishkes, it's hard to feel it. That's a real avoda. And the act of giving helps to reinforce that. The fact that I worked hard, Chizkinuch says in other cases also, even it's not just giving tanin, giving all sorts of mitzvahs of rachis, giving truma and giving pina ben and so on and so forth. The fact that I worked hard and then I take the first of my labor and I give it away the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, give it to him, give it to her. Well, what do you mean? But I would know. What do you mean? But it's mine. It's not mine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me to use well, to allocate properly. So the impact of tzedakah and the tzedakah-type mitzvos is not only b'ram l'chaveiro, that the makabel is taken care of, but also mitzad ha-nosein, b'in adam la-makam, if you will, b'in adam la-atzmo. It grows my emunah, and it grows my midas ha-nedivas. That's a powerful pattern, again, that will recur several times over the course of Sefer HaChinuch. The truth is that the Rambam writes, this week is Perek Beis, next week Perek Gimel, towards the end of Perek Gimel of Avos, one of the more enigmatic lines in Mishnayis Avos is HaKol Lefi Rov HaMaaseh. Everything follows, exactly, you translate Rov HaMaaseh. The majority of the action, the majority of actions, or the abundance, the Rambam says, the abundance of actions. What follows the abundance of actions? Many, many Pirushim, as there are in many of the enigmatic Mishnayis Navas. So Rambam writes in his Pirush Mishnayis that what it means is the following. A fellow has $10,000 to give away to tzedakah. So he could write one check for $10,000. Or he could write 50 checks for $200 each. Eza adif. Oh, either way, you're giving away divesting yourself of $10,000 from your bank account and putting it towards a better purpose. Okay, so which is better? I don't know. So I would say, yeah, it's the same total. Ram says, no, it's not. You may be making the same amount of outward impact. Either way, Aniye Yisrael, Aniye Ha'olam will receive $10,000 of goodness from your bank account. The Ram says, but in terms of the impact on the giver, you know, Doma. He says, one massive act of giving is very nice, but it's not going to have nearly the same amount of permanent shaping impact on me as a series of many, albeit smaller, acts of giving. It's Achrei Pulus Meshachan Halvavos means that it's repeated actions that express a certain midah that instill that midah within me. Just one act of giving isn't going to have permanent impact in the way that at 50, 100, 200, acts of giving we have. Hakol afiro v'amasa. The impact will come from ribui maisim, from doing the act of giving again and again and again. So it's certainly true in terms of agada, in terms of sharashi ha-mitzvah, that the mitzvah may, the mitzvahs of tzedakah make profound impact, both mitzad ha-nosein, mitzad ha-mekabel, obviously, the recipient who needs it, and less obviously, but very importantly, mitzad ha-nosin as well. I am changed. The Chinuch writes in at least one place, what do you mean? The Ani is given, doing you a favor. He enabled you to be involved in giving. You should be grateful. I believe the Chinuch writes in by Peya. It says, the Ani gave you the opportunity to engage in this shaping act of giving. So it's true in terms of Agada. It's also broadly true this question of mitzad anos and mitzad makabel is going to thread through many of the dinim. Many of the shailas in Hilchos Tzedakah. Often will be a question of, is this primarily a mitzvah of the mitzad makabel, mitzad anosin? Is there another way of saying that is it b'nam l'chaver, is it b'nam l'makom? It's a parallel formulation. A number of Acharim talk about this, and hopefully the next couple of weeks we'll see this. We should keep our eyes open as we work through the sugyas and the shailos of tzedakah. It could be a powerful tool for thinking about issues that come up. It could be a powerful tool for thinking about machloks and you come across. A number of Acharim talk about this. Rabbi Rosenzweig, many years ago, wrote a very elegant article in Torah Shabbat Peh, which I believe is Masada Rav Kook's Torah Journal. He talks about a number of nafkaminas in this. Mechila, kfiya, bracha, safik. We'll get to much of this. The most basic, I think, expression of the mitzad ha-mekabel, mitzad ha-nosin question comes up in the first of the core shayos of tzedakah, which we said we want to focus on, is the question of how much you give. And that's the main topic of the opening topic of Siman Resh Mem Tes and the opening topic of Siman Resh Nun is how much am I supposed to give? In a certain sense, as I said before, the two basic questions of tzedakah is how much am I supposed to be giving and to whom? To whom should I give? How should I give? Where do I give? That's really what we're going to focus on in the next couple of weeks, Mitzvah Hashem. If you take a look at Siman Resh Mem Tes, you already see this duality. Shulchan Aruch writes, this is as the Baragol tells you, he's quoting the language of the Rambam. I realize I did not put the Rambam, I didn't put any reference to Rambams in the Maamar Kamos so far, I apologize. You should know that to where you're going to find Hilchot Tzedakah, Hilchot Tzedakah is one of the topics that's a little bit in hiding in the Rambam. Another topic we were thinking about learning now also is a hidden topic in the Rambam, Kibud Av Va'Em. Where do you find Kibud Av Va'Em? It's not where you expect. It's nestled in Sefer Shoftim, in Hilchos Mamrim. Isn't any apparently more natural place to put it. Hilchos Mamrim is really in Shoftim. It's about the halachas of the authority of Sanhedrin and Beis Din. So it mainly stuck another topic of authority figures is parental authority. Maybe speaks also to parents' role in terms of conveying the Torah. Maybe in some way they're parallel to the way the Rambam describes Beis Nagadol, maybe. Whatever it is, the Rambam felt that was the best place to put Kibud Av Va'Em and Hilchos Mamrim, but you have to know where to look. See, here also, where would Hilchos Tzedakah be? We sort of would have assumed, I don't know, Hilchos Tzedakah, Dinei Mamonos, Rambam, 4 out of the 14 Svarim, more or less, are about Dinei Mamonos. The last 4, Nezikin, Kenyan, Mishpatim, Shoftim. But it's actually in Sefer Zerah. The last 4 Prakim and Hilchos Matan Osanim. First 6 prakim matnas aniyim are actual zra, lakin shechapei of maaserani. Then he says there are other dinim of matnas aniyim that aren't really zraim. So the first 6 prakim are the zraim aspect, and the last 4 prakim are the halachas of tzedakah. In doing that, the Rambam is following the pattern of Rabbi Yehuda Hanassan, who has maseches peya zraim, and the bulk of Peah, the first 7 and change Prakim are about Lekat Shechar Peah and Maisarani, and then the last number of Mishnais, in the last parak, the focus shifts to Hilchos Tzedakah in general. And the Bavli Tzedakah, as you've already begun to see, is primarily in 2 addresses, much as we saw Mezuzah was primarily bits and pieces here and there, a little bit in Sukkah, a little bit in Bav Metzia, but primarily Menachas and Yuma, so Tzedakah is primarily a few blot the beginning of in the first parak of Bava Basra, Ches Tes Yud, and then a few locations in scattered in Ksubas, Nun, Samach Zayin. So here the Machaber opens Siman Resh Mem Tes, and much of Siman Resh Mem Tes is drawn from the language of the Rambam. That's how he opens. Shir Nisinasa. How much do I give? The first of our two core questions in Hilchos Sukkah. How much do I give? Here already you see that duality. He says, well, and not even the first phrase. He says, Im yado maseges, if you can afford, literally if your hand can reach, so then you give tzarach aniyim, im ein yado maseges, so then let's talk about percentages. So that opening phrase, Im yado maseges, if you can afford it, then you give kefi tzarach aniyim, according to the need of the aniyim. What does that mean, according to the need of aniyim? Well, obviously, the goal of tzedakah is to give aniyim what they need. So the Shach tells you, well, look at Siman Reish Nun, where the Mechaber expands on this. This is, as you saw, this is a din in Ksubas Stav Samach Zayin of Dei Machzoro. The Torah says that the Torah describes giving the Ani Dei Machzoro, enough, like Dai, like Dayenu, enough to cover his Machzor, Dei Machzoro Sheyachzolo, to cover the whole. What's his need? What's his need? So what that means, again, Reish Nun, again, to the details you saw in Ksubas about trying to figure out exactly what is Ani's need and trying to figure out what was his lifestyle before. But the core idea of Dei Machzor, those are important details, but the core idea of Dei Machzor is, as it appears in Reish Nun Tes, is if an Ani approaches me, so Kasher Rechacha Hashem Elokecha, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has blessed me with the wherewithal to cover the whole need. The Ani comes to me, and he says, I'm between jobs, I'm hoping things are going to work out, I have payments I need to make, and money hasn't come through yet, I need $25,000 to tide me over. If I have $25,000, I'll be back on my feet, I'll be whole. So, kashay rech Hashem lokecha, if a Jew is in a position where he can say, I'll give you $25,000, so that's the ideal mitzvah of tzedakah. The ideal shir is day machzor, that you take care of the need. He has a machzor, he has a gap, it might be 500, it might be 25,000, whatever it is. If I'm in a position, yadam aseges, to say, here you go, here's a check, you're whole. So that's the ideal shir nisina. If I'm not in a position to say, I can take care of $25,000, so then I say, I can't take care of $25,000, I feel for you. And Shulchan Aruch goes on over the course of the latter part of Reish Mem Tes to talk about how one gives. That has a lot to do with the emotional impact of how one gives, and to make sure that that it's not only giving money, giving assets, but that I'm giving empathy and care and love and attention. It's been done in a way that it gives support. He says, I'm terribly sorry to hear, and I would love to help. I'm not positioned to give you, foot the whole bill, but let me give you something of substance towards that hole that you're seeking to fill. So that's the opening din, is there is an ideal of Dei Machzoro. If Dei Machzoro is out of reach, So then the Shulchan Aruch says, then what? You should tell me an amount to give. He doesn't tell me an amount to give. He then pivots, interestingly, in talking about really a related question. If I'm not in a position to afford the full day machsoro that this Ani is presenting with, so then how much do I give? He says, well, let's talk about the total of how much you give. Yitain ad chomesh nechasav. You should give up to a fifth of your assets, that's mitzvah min hamuvchar, or meiser, ksafin, midabainer, so less than that is ayin ra. That's already below substandard. What does that mean? So it's important to recognize, he does not mean that if an ani comes and says, I need 25,000, so I say, well, I can't afford 25,000, but my miser for the year is $10,000. Here's $10,000. It's important to recognize he pivots from talking about giving how much do I give this ani to talking about how much am I going to give over the course of time. What's my total tzedakah budget? And from within that, I'm going to draw a piece of that to give to to this particular ani. That brings us, that again is the other, as I said, the other major question in the beginning of Hilchos Tzedakah. The first major question is how much am I giving in total? The second major question is asset allocation. Where am I giving? Or how am I dividing among various needs? And that's, we're not up to it yet, that's the topic of Siman Reish Nun Aleph. What's a Seder Kedimus? What's more important? What's less important? How do I diversify my tzedakah giving? How do I allocate whatever my tzedakah budget is across a variety of needs? How much goes to family and how much goes to other people in the community? How much goes to needs beyond the community? Eretz Yisrael, hospitals, aniyim, yeshivas, how do you work that? That's the topic of Reish Nun Aleph. But that gets spliced back into the beginning of Reish Mem Tes. When he says, you know, the ani presents with a machzor, and I can't handle that machzor. So, well, chomesh meiser, that means my total is chomesh and meiser. And then within that, let me figure out, I'm making X amount per year. Let me figure out, based on that chomesh meiser, what's my tzedakah budget of what my income is, what percentage is being set aside for tzedakah. Chafetz Chaim even talks about having like a separate account that you put your tzedakah into. Nowadays, some people like to do that with from a tax perspective as well. The mamash have a separate fund, a donor-advised fund. Chafetz Chaim was not talking about the donor-advised fund. He was talking about like a purse, a physical like purse in a shelf where you make money and you take part of it off and stick it into the tzedakah purse and then you give tzedakah from that purse. So I was thinking about a more physical way, however you handle your money. He was not talking about electronic money. But okay, the yisod is the same. So whether you actually put the meiser into a separate account or not, but the point is, at least conceptually, I have a sense of what I'm making over the course of the year, what I'm seeking to give over the course of the year. And then within that, so I'm going to allocate the different needs. And based on that cheshbon, does it make sense to give the ani, you know, I'm going to give the ani a percentage of my chomesh, my meiser, a percentage of my tzedakah. What's my tzedakah budget? And then, you know, what percentage of it might go to needs like this? You know, is this need, you know, does this need fit the amount I'm giving? He needs 25,000. There's no way I'm giving 25,000 to him based on my numbers, but let me give him something from the slice of the pie that I would send his way. So already, if you think about, again, that all happened in the opening sentence of Reish Mem Tes. There were a lot of things happening. A lot of things happening, including, and here's where once, as I said before, you're already seeing the Mitzad HaNosei, Mitzad HaMakabel. I said it's not, Mitzad HaNosei, Mitzad HaMakabel is a duality. And they're both true, not an either or. They're both true in terms of the Hashkafa and the Shorash HaMitzvah, and the impact. And in terms of Halacha, they're absolutely both in play in this core question of how much am I giving? There are two definitions to how much I give. Number one, just practically speaking, I need to figure out mitzad hanosein, what is my budget? And then, mitzad hamakabel, of that budget, how much am I going to give to you? That sort of captures these two questions of what's my total tzedakah budget and how am I allocating that? Moreover, they're also within this sif, he's giving two hagdaras of tzedakah. The ideal, he said, was day machzor, or otherwise take care of part of the machzor. The ideal kiyum of tzedakah is defying mitzad ha-makabel. The ideal kiyum of tzedakah, kashe rech Hashem l'kecha, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has blessed me to have the wherewithal to take care of this machzor. So the ideal kiyum is one that's fully aligned with mitzad hamakabel. What's the machzor of the ani? That may not be practical. The machzor may be too large. My tzedakah budget may be too small. Okay, so then you go to step two, which I'm going to give you something. The one time I'm giving you something, so then the definition of that something, that already works largely mitzad hanosei. What's my income? And based on that, what's my tzedakah budget? Chomesh, meiser, etc. And then let me allocate that, you know, different needs, different makabalim, and I'll figure out what I'm going to give you. So that's important to appreciate here. There is an ideal, im yado maseges. Even that phrase, im yado maseges, Yiten kifitzor chaniim. That phrase captures both the yad, the hesig yad of the nosein, and the tzorech of the makar. A couple of points halacha lamasa. Let's begin to break this down. Number one, in terms of the din of de machsoro, there's an important din that may have more relevance than just de machsoro, that is in Siman Reish Nun. They talk about Sif Aleph, Sif Beis. They talk about what are how do you figure out what a machzor is? That's maybe a conversation to have later on. So, well, what are reasonable needs? What are legitimate needs? And you do, as you saw in Ksubas, you do try to ideally bring a person back to what the lifestyle that he had been used to. At least in principle. Sif Gimel is an important din in Reish Nun. Sif Gimel is an important din. This is based on the Gemara's in Bava Basra. The Adiyah Mechazra al-Psachim ain't osnol me'akup matan ruba el matan mu'etas. If you have an ani who's going from door to door, then you don't give him a larger amount from the communal tzedakah, you give him a small amount. What that captures is a day machsoro, that's what the post can derive from that Gemara in Bavaz Daftaz, day machsoro, this full din of day machsoro, when it's even a possibility that the nosin can afford that, that's when he's coming to you. Someone comes to you, maybe it's a friend, maybe someone knows you, comes to you and says, can you help me? I would love to, if you're in a position to help me, I'm not going to anyone else. So if that's the zone where the ani is, so then the din of day machzor applies if it's something that's within your reasonable means. But if you have ani machzor apsachim, a fellow who's going knocking door to door to door to door, there absolutely is the mitzvah of tzedakah, but then day machzor doesn't even get off the ground. If he's going around to hundreds of people, tens of hundreds of people, so then I have a chiyuv to give him. I have to give him money towards his need. But day machzoro is not in play. Post can have other differences also. Sometimes between ani machzor apsachim and not. Again, that flows from Reish Nun Sif Gimel. The Shach says it explicitly. Mechaber said Reish Nun Sif Gimel that the kupa is the communal tzedakah fund. Isn't going to give him a ton of merubah, a ton of mechazah, abzach. And the Shach says it's not only the kupa, it's true as well for individual people. He comes knocking on my door, it's clear that he's going around to other people also. So I certainly have the chiyuv to give. He give assets and to give care, concern, and empathy. Both halves of Siman Reish Mem Tes. But there's no din of day machzor. I give him something of substance. But okay. But now let's come back to the core questions in Reish Mem Tes of how much am I giving? And again, it's Reish Mem Tes Sif Aleph. I want to make a start on this question of figuring out this first question of the tzedakah budget. We'll continue that in Mitzvah Shem next week as well. But let's continue to sort of sketch out the lay of the land here. What did the Mechaber say? The Mechaber said, look, if you can do day machzor, gevaldik. And details that come in Reish Nun. Again, that's, if I'm in a position to do that, yad ha-masegas, gevaldik. Let's say not. And in a certain sense, not just let's say not, to the definition of yad ha-masegas depends on what we're saying, let's say not. Let's say not, then I'm going to give chomash, meiser, etc. That's really the definition of yad ha-masegas as well. So what does Mechaber quote for the Rambam? Well, mitzvah min amuvcha, the ideal would be to give up to 20%, chomesh nechasa, 20% of my assets. Mida beinonis, average, acceptable, is echad me'asara, is maaser, maaser ksafib, pachas mikan ayin ra. Less than that is stingy. Now, a few things. We have to talk about how you define 10% to what, 20% to what, and when does this apply. But the first thing that strikes you is that if you continue to sieve days, this is drawn. Now we have to talk about where Sifal come from, where does Chomash come from, where does Meiser come from. But Siv Beis seems to all of a sudden be singing a different tune. Siv Beis, La'olam lo yimina adam atzmo pachos mishlishus ha-shekel l'shana. Also from Bava Basra Daftes. A Jew should never be giving less than a third of a shekel. Nosan pachos v'zeh lo kiyim tzedakah. Then you're not mekayim tzedakah at all. The minimum share of tzedakah. So we're, by the way, before we put the pieces, we have to figure out how to plug Sif Beis back in Sif Alf, but just for a moment, let's just figure out what this even means. The Gemara that derives from Psukim, at the time of the Shiva Tzion, there were Psukim described they were collecting Shlishos HaShekel, which cannot be Machzis HaShekel for Karbanos, because that's always Machzis HaShekel, or more. Tanam assumed that the Sanhedrin has the right in a particular year to, based on their assessment of what percentage of the population they anticipate actually giving, because compliance is always an issue, and how they project the cost of animals and flour and so forth over the course of the year, what do they expect the costs of carbonous seber to be for the year, and how much, how many people do they think we're going to give. They may decide that if they ask for machzor shekel, they're not going to cover their expenses. So then they can assess a higher amount. Ashla yarba dali yamit, it cannot be progressive. They have to have a fixed amount that every Jew is mechayev to give. And that amount has to either be machzor shekel or more than machzor shekel. But they're going to set per year some number, at least machzor shekel, whatever the number is, that every Jew is mechayev to give. Okay. The shlishta shekel is less than machzor shekel. It's a third of a shekel. So clearly this was machzor shekel. The Gemara says, no, this was for tzedakah. That was the minimum shear of tzedakah is to give a third of a shekel a year. What is a third of a shekel? Agav. What is a third of a shekel? It's 1/15 of pinyan aben. Five shekel. This is a third of a shekel. What else is that? It's also 256 prutos. Reach into your back pocket for 256 prutos. Well, what are 256 prutos? A general shayla comes up pinyan aben. A general shayla, when we talk about shiurim of money, the sma is one of the main nosakelim on Choshen Mishpat. Here in Yerideh we have the Taz and the Shach in Rashi and Tos position. In Choshen Mishpat we have the sma, this is say from Yerideh Seinayim and the Shach. So the sma does raise the question of shiurim of pruta and so on and so forth. Are they the value, the present value of that amount of silver? A pruta was a copper coin which was worth 25 milligrams of silver, a 40th of a gram of silver. Or whatever the value is nowadays, that's what it is. Or the sma raises the possibility, maybe it doesn't have to do with the value of silver, maybe it's to do with the purchasing power. A pruta represents a certain purchasing power. So purchasing power of a pruta, if you look at what Chazal, Ari Carmel, you see a little pamphlet, Siyata Lekemara, he has this fascinating list at the end of just what things cost, just drawing from Mishnayos and Gemara, is what things cost B'tkufas Chazal. The impression you get is that pruta was around a quarter or two in contemporary money. The pruta would buy you a fruit. You look at the numbers, roughly a quarter or two, which makes it a quarter or two. Nowadays, it's sort of the minimum amount of like substantive money. You can do something with a quarter. No one does anything with pennies. No one do practically nothing with dimes. A quarter ready, sometimes you can, get to pay your meter, get 7 minutes of parking for a quarter, buy an apple for a banana for a quarter. So purchasing power, a pruto would be a quarter or two. 256 prutos would be $50-$100 a year. By the way, Pidyon HaBen, it's close to 4,000 prutos, I think 33,840. So 4,000 prutos would work out to like $1,000, $2,000, which then you begin to understand the mitzvah is mestaber. It's a significant gift you're giving to the Kohen. Like Truma, and like this is like a significant gift, $1,000, $2,000. I don't think any contemporary post can follow the Sma. Again, as a Kohen, I would have vested interest in this. I have never heard of anyone giving $1,000, $2,000 for Mavsa Shakal, for Pinyan Ben, for five shekelim. I think it's universally assumed, like the other tzadin poskim, that it has to do with the value of silver. Whatever, obviously, the value of silver relative to goods has significantly gone down from Tkufas Chazal to nowadays, because that amount of silver nowadays is usually worth around 2 cents. Sometimes silver goes up a little bit; it's worth 3 cents. If you come to a mechiras chametz, it's relevant because you have to give one pruta per seller. So you figure out 2 cents times. I'm a rav who's representing 100 sellers. So that's 100 prutas. The nachri has to give me 100 prutos, one pruta for each of the 100 sellers to buy the chametz. So that'll be 2 cents a pruta. 100 sellers, that'll be $2. That's what we assume. We do not assume like the tzad and the sma has to do with purchasing power. We assume for pinyan haben, it's relevant for kinyanim. It's relevant here. It may not necessarily so relevant. So the shlish sa shekel is a minimal amount of money. It's a minimal amount of money. It's around $5 a year. For us, it's a minimal amount of money. Yeah, Baruch Hashem, $5 a year. Yeah, there were Jews who lived bedach gedachas. It wasn't such a precious thing. It's fascinating, actually. The Shach in Sifkan Dalet says that this din explains a minig that the Baratza Sa'elu, the end of the narrow lines in the Shach Sifkan Dalet, the Gabbai Tztaka would go around collecting on Mondays and Thursdays. What shop? Mondays and Thursdays. Collect Tztaka every day, Meila. Purim is a chiyuv. You have to give tztaka on Purim. Matan Zavyan. Gemara talks the unique power of tztaka on a tainus. But beyond that, what's Monday and Thursday? Maybe one could have suggested it has to do with the Yimei Hadin, Yimei Ratzin. Okay. The Shach says, I'll tell you what it is. It's because the smallest coin in their denominations, around 100 of them added up to Shlishus HaShakar. So if you're going to give the tiniest coin at their time, twice a week, Mondays and Thursdays, over the course of the year, you're giving Shlishus HaShakel. So he says he thinks that's why the minhag developed to go around Mondays and Thursdays to ensure that every Jew would give at least the minimal Shlishus HaShakel. Good. Then the question is, okay, so there is this din. The minimum is Shlishus HaShakel. But how do you fit that, Sevbeis, with Sevalf? Sevbeis says the minimum is Shlishus HaShakel. So if Aleph said anything below Meiser is Ayin Ra. Manashach. Either Shlishus HaShakel, my income is so meager that Shlishus HaShakel is Meiser, it's not Meiser. Well, I don't understand. Like how do you fit these two things together? Talking of Pashas, you could just say, look, okay, Below Shlishus HaShakel, your mamash not yotze at all. Above Shlishus HaShakel, for most people, hopefully that's way below Meiser. So okay, I'm being yotze tztaka, but it's ba'ayin ra. It's ba'ayin ra. Shechter points out there may be more to this, which is that. That most mitzvahs, many mitzvahs, masios, have a well-defined, universally defined maisa mitzvah. The maisa mitzvah lulav is the same for any Jew. Some people do it with more kavanah, some people do it with less kavanah, some people do it with more avos Hashem, less avos Hashem. That would be mahadir, have a nice lulav, but the mitzvah lulav is mitzvah lulav. Everyone has to say, we could discuss nanum, not nanum. But there's the same maisa of mitzvah lulav for every... Every Jewish man is mechiv to the same mitzvah of tzitzis lulav. Every Jewish man is mechiv to the same mitzvah of tikiyah shofar, shmiyah shofar, whatever it is. But some mitzvahs don't have a universal definition. The Tanam say it by Elil Regel. Elil Regel doesn't only mean to physically walk one's own body into the Azara, it also means the Tanam tell us, Chagiga, Aliyah and Chagiga means you're bringing Olas Re'iyah and Shalmei Chagiga. I have to come, L'Yerof HaNayreikam, I have to come with an Ola and a Shlam. How much? How much Ola, how much Shlamim? So the Mishnah says, Beferish, in the first parak of Chagiga, the series of Machloks in the Tanam, B'Sham Asil, some of them revolve partially around this, that were related. But the Mishnah says the following. The Mishnah says, how many olos and how many shlamim? Depends by sher hu adam. The Torah says you got alil rez dibi kasher verechecha. Kefi the bracha that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you. The Tanam understood that means two types of brachas. I measure brachas in terms of the family that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives me, as well as the finances that Kadosh Baruch Hu grants me. So the Tanam say in Chagiga, if shlamim gets eaten, Ola does not. Ola is totally burnt in his bech. All the basar is burnt. Shlam gets eaten, and shalmei chagiga, like any other shlamim, they expire. You only have until the next afternoon, shnei yom v'laylecha, whatever's left is nosa. So the Tanam say, the Torah says, it's kefi the bracha Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you. So if a fellow has a small family and a big budget, then he's going to bring a lot of carbonos ola, which don't require anyone to eat them, and very few carbonos shlamim. If a fellow has a more modest budget and a larger family, ochlim arubim nechasim watim, then you're going to bring you're going to be a mite in the carbonos ola, bring one carbon ola, and bring shlamim kefi enough to feed your crowd. Or sameach, and others say that's true by Talmud Torah as well. There isn't one Hagdara of what's called Talmud Torah. The shear of Talmud Torah depends by Sher Hu Adam. The Gemara Nedarim talks about learning something by Yom Balak Kriya Shema, Shachas Kriya Shema, Harvey Sam Yotzi. Really? That's all anyone needs to do? Is learn a couple of psukim twice a day? I'm done? No. But how you work it out? So, as I say, there is a absolute minimum, but then beyond that, it's totally by Shehu Adam. It depends on how much time is at my disposal, which is going to depend on where I'm at, what my job is, and where I'm at, and what stage of life. Am I single? Am I married? The older kids, younger kids, a lot of kids around the house, few kids, you know, depends on a lot of factors, and depends what day of the week it is. It could be that on a Monday morning, I don't have free time, I need to be at work. But Sunday, depending on what I do, it could be that Sunday there's plenty of time. There's plenty of flexible time. So I may have a different Hagdar. What's the minimum shear of Talmud Torah on Monday might be very different than what the minimum shear of Talmud Torah is on Sunday. That's what appears to be going on here as well. There is, even Anish Baniyim, that's already the beginning of Reish Mem Ches, even Aniyim are Mechiv to give Tzedakah. Shlish Hashako. It could be that if an Asher gives a Shlish Hashako, maybe he's not even Yotze at all. That's not Kefi where he's at. How do I figure out Kefi where I'm at? So for that, you look at Chomesh, you look at Maaseh. So here's the interesting thing. The Meiser is more famous, but actually harder to figure out where it comes from. Chomesh is clear. Chomesh, the Gemara Ksuba says, Be'usha Eskinu. That's the Takanos, one of the Takanos that they made. Gemara Sanhedrin says that the Sanhedrin, after Churban Bayis Sheni, went to Yavne, and then they moved around in various locations in the Galil. Eser Galil is Galil Sanhedrin, until they finally, several centuries later, the Romans succeeded in the days of Hillel HaSheni, Abai and Rava, in finally putting an end to the Sanhedrin. Atshiyav HaMashiach. But they were in Usha for a period of time. There are a number of important takanas that were made in Usha. The number of takanas Usha that appear in Ksubis, and one of them is in Daf Nun, I believe, is on the Vazbez Ali Vazbez Yosem Echomesh. Don't spend more than a Chomesh. The Beis Yosef points out that from reading the Gemara, it doesn't sound like you're supposed to give a Chomesh. It sounds like it's just you shouldn't give more than a Takanaveira. Don't give more than a Chomesh. People can be over generous. And Shema Yayani, I'm going to overextend myself. I get carried away, and I'm so inspired to give tzedakah, that guy's going to spend 30-40% of his money on tzedakah, he's going to destabilize his own finances, and he may within a year or two be on the receiving end. The cause of tzedakah is not helped if you're giving so much that you end up being a makabel tzedakah. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that it's just an isser, don't give more. Don't give, as the Beis Yosef points out. But Lamasa, the Rambam and others do point out, and it go and works on where you see it from, we assume that it's not only that you shouldn't give more, but that you should give more than 20% in Chumash, but that 20% is an ideal. That's Ayin Tov. It's more, it's Mitzvah Mubach, more than what's expected. More than what's expected. The Poskim write, that even this notion of Al Yivaz Beis Yosef Mechomish has exceptions to it. The Ramah gives an exception, B'shas Moso. While a person's alive, he shouldn't give away too much. Shemi Yeyani, the Sarach Librius. You need to support yourself next year also, you live for many more years, you need to support yourself for many more years. A person is Mechalik Nechasav B'shas Moso, when he's allocating his assets for after he passes away, so then there's no, you don't have the same, the Takanas Usha doesn't apply. It's not wrong to give away, allocate more than 20% of one's assets to go to tzedakah, assuming that, the postings talk about, you still have to make sure that it can't be Mavir Nachla, number one, that there is a mitzvah of giving Yerusha properly, so you have to figure out how much has to go to the Yarshim. Number two, if one's Yarshim are needy, so they take precedence even from a tzedakah perspective. That's Reishon and Aleph in terms of priorities in tzedakah giving. But if Baruch Hashem, one's children are in a good place, they don't need tzedakah. So then one's going to give some to one's children. But there's nothing wrong, Ramah says, with giving more than a chomesh of nechasa b'shas mosa. That's one exception to hamavaz beiz al yivaz beiz yosem echomesh. And then Rabbi Shechta quotes another exception the Chachmas Adam has. Not everyone agrees. It's the Machalok Saposkin, but I think Rabbi Shechta assumes like the Chachmas Adam. It's a Kuf Mem Dalet, Kal Kuf Mem Dalet Os Yud. If you want to see, he says, Oshir Muflog. If someone is super wealthy, mamish, beyond, fellow's a billionaire. So then also the din of Chumash doesn't apply. A fellow's a very comfortable millionaire. So we're not worried that Shemi Yani Vitzarech Lubias. So then, also the Chachos Adam thinks it doesn't apply. Okay, so normally, Yosir Mechomesh, that's wrong. That's an Issa Drabbanan. Again, with the exception of Bishas Moso and perhaps also Asher Muflag. Chomesh, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch assume, that's Mitzvah Min HaMuvcha. Okay, so this comes from this din, the Rabbanan, perhaps. Where does Meiser come from? Yerushalmi says Chomesh may also come from they have a drasha that indicates Chomesh. Where does Meiser come from? Because Meiser, we usually think about Halavai, one should be zohar to give away Chomesh. But we strive for Meiser Ksafim. That's the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch said. That's Midabenis. That's the normal standard shear. Where does Meiser come from? Where is Meiser? Because we were talking in the last couple of minutes, before we wrap up, so where Meiser comes from and the level of Chiyuv, and let's at least sketch out some of the issues that are going to come up, whether one is assessing Chomesh or more likely assessing Meiser. We'll pick up with the details of this next time. In terms of where Meiser Ksafim comes from, so there's an interesting machlokas. Shechter likes to quote, Steichemed lays out three dais, whether Meiser Ksafim is Daraisa, Drabanan, or Mitam Minhag. There's a Tosus that you saw in Tainis Daf Tes that quotes a Sifrei. Darshan's Sifrei's in Medrash Halacha and Bamidbar and Dvarim. Darshan's a pasuk that we lain the last week. The laning in Chutzlarch for the last day of Pesach and for the second day of Shavuos and for Shemini Atzeres. I apologize. We did not lane last week because we only lane it Shmiya Shal Pesach falls on our Shabbos. Aser to Aser. We start from Kol Bechar. You go further back in Parashat Hey, Aser to Aser. To give Meiser. So the Sifrei Darshan says, why did it say Aser to Aser? Just say to Aser. Right, the double Lashon. Sifrei says, that's my Tosis and Tiny Step Test Kotz Sifrei. That's Marba, another Meiser. What type of Meiser is the Torah talking about there? So there is a Meiser that goes to Aniyim. Two out of every 7 years in the Shemitah cycle, a Jewish farmer is growing produce in Eretz Yisrael is mechuyav to take off Meiser Ani. The details of which are described in Masachas Peah and in Ram Hilchas Matnas Aniyim Perek Vav, I believe. And it worked, functioned like the other Trumas and Meisers. Look at how much grew, and then I figure out the percentage of giving after I took off Truma, I took off Meiser Rishon. So of what remains, I'm going to take 10% of the crop and give it away to Aniyim. That's a din that applies Davka to produce growing from the soil of Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't apply to my farm in Kansas. It doesn't apply to my garden, backyard garden in New Jersey. It also doesn't apply to money that grows in the factory or money that grows in an investment account. Or does it? So the Tosis quotes, Tanya Stav Tess quotes here to the Sifrei, Aser to Aser, the Kei Falash is Marva, another Meister, and that is Meister Ksafen. Now the Meister, and there's also Meister Ksafen. You see, the Grah, Sifkan Beis here, in Sifrei, has quotes, Sifrei, Hebiyo Tosis, Tanya Stav Tess, Aleph, Hachi Yisif, Sifrei, Aser, etc. Then the Likut, which is a different notebook, upon which the Be'er Grah is based, a notebook, another notebook of the Grah, called Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi also has a drasha. Ma'aser ani no'afil, b'ksafim, a different drasha. Kabetz Hashem e'honcha. A pasuk in Mishlei. It says that Yerushalmi is quoted by the Mordechai. You have Tosis quoting the Sifrei, you have Mordechai quoting Yerushalmi. Are these, so they're a very small minority that assume that that drasha in Sifrei is mamasha. Drasha gemura, real din daraisa of ma'aser ksafim. There are those who assume it's Drabbanon, based on Meiser Ani. The majority opinion is that it is Mitam Minig. It may be very, very, very ancient Minig. Yaakov Avinu said, Aser Asrenu Lach, Avram Avinu gave Meiser Mikol, he made money, Kibush Mulchama, he turns around and then gives Meiser to Malki Tzedek. So it may be very, very ancient Minig going back to the Avos. But the Mitan Minig. Interesting that you'll find this machlokas not only here, you find the machlokas predominantly later in Yaredeya, in Simen Shin Lamed Aleph. Shin Lamed Aleph is, I think, the longest simen in all of, one of the longest simanim in all of Shulchan Aruch. It's the longest simen in Yaredeya, I think, like 140 some odd seifim. It is all of the halachos of mitzvah tlis baretz in one simon. The tour wrote briefly on mitzvah tlis baretz. The tour lived in Germany and Spain. The Shulchan Aruch wanted to write extensively about mitzvah tlis baretz, especially since he lived in Eretz Yisrael. But he was working with the framework of the simanim of the tour. So, enormous amount. The Shachar Taz, one of them points out the Ramah already points out. The Mechaber, he says, the Mechaber is quoting Rambams. He basically mostly quotes Rambams verbatim. Rambam's the whole Sefer's Rambam. The Mechaber doesn't quote all of Sefer's Rambam, but there's a lot to quote. Ramah at the end editorializes very end of the seminar. He says, there's a tour also. You ignore the tour, you only quote the Rambam. The tour disagrees. Got to look in the Torah. Ramah says very fascinating, sort of bibliographical remark that Ramah makes. And then the last sif, on that Ramah, he said all the dinim of the Machaber left out the dinim of Meiser Ani that the Torah quoted. And the Ramah makes an interesting comment. He says, Harbe Dine Tzedakah, you can learn a lot of we don't have Meiser Ani b'zman hazeh. You can learn a lot of dinei tzedakah from Meiser Ani. So it looks like a machlok is Bach and Taz. The Bach says there's no connection. Meiser Ani, tzedakah, Meiser Ksav, Meiser Ani, they have no halachic overlap. And the Taz here in Sivkat Lam Bey says, no, I disagree with my father-in-law, the Bach. Absolutely, it's very connected. It's very connected. He says, the Bach said it's only a minhag. It's not a chiyav d'oraisa, it's not a chiyav d'rabbanan. And what do you mean? The Taz writes the end of Siman Shayl Shin Lav. Look in Siman Reish Mem Tes. It's a chiyav gamur. And the Pesachei Tshuva there, Sivkat Yud Beis, he has a long list of achronim who discuss this issue, mostly seem to assume that's not a chiyuv gamur, it's a minna. Lemaynafkamina. Number one, certainly if it's a minhag, it's going to depend on what stage of life you're up to. Once you're financially established, so hopefully Meiser is something that works. But the early stages of one's career, so oftentimes it's not really shaykh to I financially establish myself. Meiser Ksafen may really be out of the question. I have a chiv to give tzedakah, absolutely. Hopefully more than a shlish shekel. A lot more shlish shekel. But the Meiser Ksafen may not be in the cards. Even if it's a real chiv, I probably am not supposed to impoverish myself to give a Meiser Ksafen. But certainly if it's a minhag, so I do it when I can. When I can't, I give tzedakah. But Meiser Ksafen is something I can do if I can. Moreover, Poskim can point out that if it's a minhag, which most Poskim assume it is, everyone should be careful. The first time one does give Meiser Ksafim, it's a good idea to say Beli Neder, so that it does not become binding. Halavai that for one's whole life, one is in a position to be able to give Meiser Ksafim or more. Sometimes people have financial oscillations. There comes a point sometimes I'm not as able to give tzedakah as I once was. I'm still going to give tzedakah, but Meiser Ksafen may be very difficult. So if it's a minhag, if it's not a chiyuv, so then if I did that minhag tov several times, that same bli neder, so yesh la'ayin, whether I need hataras nadar, that becomes a shayla. One needs to ask. If I say bli neder the first time, so then it's something I strive to do, but I'm not bound by it if facts on the ground change. So that's the basic, that's sort of the, let's recap where we were, and then we'll end with a series of detailed questions. We opened with the fact that a chakira is going to cut through both the agada and the halacha of tzedakah broadly and deeply is mitzad ha-mekabel, which is obvious, and mitzad ha-nosei, which is less obvious, certainly in the world of agada. And we saw in terms of the two core halacha questions at the beginning of the tzedakah are how much am I giving? And how do I allocate that giving? And specifically in terms of how much I give, so that's a question of how much I give to a particular ani. It's also a question of what's my total budget. In terms of my total tzedakah budget, so again, less than shlus ha-shekel na-yotze, shlus ha-shekel l'shana, but ideally I'm seeking to give meiser or perhaps even chomesh. Meiser, we said, is so there are exceptions. If one b'shas most, someone can give even more than chomesh. If one is asher muflag, chacham sadam assumes you give more than chomesh. Normally, otherwise, one should not be giving more than chomesh. Chomesh itself is an unusual mutzah min amufcha, and the standard appropriate amount is meiser ksafim. Again, as we said, there are those who assume it's daraisa drabanan, the taz held it tzechiv, but we usually assume like the Bach. It's not a chiyuv, but it's certainly a very appropriate and very ancient minhag Yisrael. And we're going to dig into next time, Yitz Hashem, the details of, okay, so how do I actually do this? Like implementation. How do I actually get to a number of Meiser Ksafim?